did they take you in, or
came to see us.
Were the people who moved
Father
in new
knew Nellie, everybody in Savannah, you know, because he had been here, and my mother had come up to visit with him, and then we had relatives. We had three uncles who lived in Savannah, and then cotton company was the biggest cotton, well, I guess probably the biggest cotton company, one of the biggest in the world. And that was my aunt, they were my uncles. And they shipped cotton all abroad and so forth. And I told you that some of the payments that had come had been retained in some way by the government, and it had been paid years and years later, during my lifetime, this cotton that had been impounded, that was a word, had the money was still in the treasury, and it was divided up and given to my uncles. They were the shipping of cotton company. They owned lots of land too.
Did you have a church when you lived out on the island?
Oh yes, we had a beautiful little church, and it's still there. And all of us were christened in the little church.
You had a preacher there?
What?
Did you have a priest or preacher, someone?
Mr. And he taught, and he had no children, Mr. and Mrs. They were from Virginia, a very aristocratic family. And he called her Betty. That was her name, Betty. And so we spent a lot of time. He loved children, and he taught us so much. And he taught me to swim when I was 8 years old.
Oh,
Yeah. He taught us all of us to swim, but I was the one who enjoyed it most and kept it up during my life. I used to swim.
Did you go to the beach?
Well, we had an island. We lived on an island, but we had beautiful water, deep water. And when I, years and years later, I used to swim with the lifeguards out at Tybee.
Oh, I see. So they had women who were in the lifeguards. They had women and men in the lifeguards
No, they just had men. But I used to love to swim. And I spent a good bit of time at Tybee with the USO.
Mm-hmm.
We had a center down there.
Mm-hmm.
And after the crowds had gone, the lifeguards would come by for me, and we'd all go swimming together.
Oh. And what about different kinds of bread? Would you have a particular term for bread that would be bought at the store as opposed to bread that was made at home, or?
No, but Ralph made wonderful bread, and she made something she called cocoa loaf. I don't know why it ever, but it was made with cinnamon and had spice and raisins and so forth. And we used to sit on the back steps where we could smell it cooking, and we'd sit on the back steps and till it was done, and then she'd give each one of us a big slice of cocoa loaf and butter spread all over it and cocoa loaf.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my, that was so good.
Did you ever make anything like a fried bread, like donuts or anything?